Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that we can come to you anytime, anywhere, whoever we are. And you always listen to us. You want the best for us. You know where we stand in life. You know who we are. We do not know everything. But you want to help us to be ready for heaven. So this is really a motivation for us to find out who we are and who everybody else is, so we can help better, be a better light for you. And we really need your help doing that. We thank you for your help in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Okay. The title here is His and Her Diary for the Same Day. Is there another word for diary?
Journal.
Journal? Understand? Journal. So this is a book somebody writes in every evening. A reflection of the day. Today I had this and this, and it was really good and not so good and whatever. Good? Understand? Mm-hmm. Everybody with it? Okay. Do we have new guests? You come in or you don't? Okay. Now, okay. So she's writing into the diary. And he is writing into the diary. And we will hear both diaries now for one for the same day, okay? Now she's writing. Tonight, I thought my husband was acting weird. We had made plans to meet at a nice restaurant for dinner. How nice. I was shopping with my friends all day long, so I thought he was upset at the fact that I was a bit late. But he made no comment on it. Conversation was not flowing, was not going well. So I suggested that we could go somewhere quiet so we could talk. Wait a minute. He agreed, but he didn't say much. I asked him what was wrong. He said nothing. I asked him if it was my fault that he was upset. He said he wasn't upset, that it had nothing to do with me and not to worry about it. On the way home, I told him that I loved him. He smiled slightly and kept driving. I can't explain his behavior. I don't know why he didn't say, I love you too. When we got home, I felt as if I had lost him completely, as if he wanted nothing to do with me anymore. He just sat there quietly and watched TV. He continued to seem distant and absent. Finally, with silence around us, I decided to go to bed. About 15 minutes later, he came to bed. But I still felt that he was distracted and his thoughts were somewhere else. He fell asleep. I cried. I don't know what to do. I'm almost sure that his thoughts are with someone else. My life is a disaster. Then she ends his diary. Boat wouldn't start. Can't figure out why. That's it. How in the world is this possible? Who of the men can sympathize with this? I mean, you know, can understand this man somehow? Somehow? Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, you see? This is interesting. Somebody was talking to me yesterday after our last meeting. Isn't there a difference between the brains of woman and man? And for all of you who know how to watch YouTube, there is a word you can put in. It's called
the empty box.
The empty box. The empty box. Okay, now you won't regret it. This is a lot of fun, and it's showing in a amusing way the difference between the two brains,
a caricature.
It's a little overdone, but it's really making a point. And the crazy thing about this is, you heard, huh? The crazy thing about this is, and this is new for me as well, this guy says, and he has some scientific background resources, he says, we men, we have an empty box. Women, listen. We men, we have an empty box. Please consider this. Because we can go fishing. We can do that. We can think nothing. We can. And we sometimes do that. We can drive the car and think nothing. You know? We can. Consider this. Okay?
Hold on, I don't get it. You said we men or women?
Oh, no. That's an interesting point. Yeah, I know. We men. So it happens that you see a man thinking nothing, and please don't disturb him, okay? Okay, then he talks about the women brain, you know. May I? Okay. I shouldn't.
No, okay.
Okay, get down. It's a different seminar. Yeah, that is right. Okay, now we have serious topic here. Where is it? Here it is. Now, for those of you, this is cut, okay? For those of you who have the answers, now listen. We do one example very carefully now. First one. I say, question number two. If you have a yes in question number two, you write to this question, you write a P. A P. P, okay?
Letter P.
Letter P, okay? Like phlegmatic.
That's an example.
This is true already. So if you put yes on question one, two, yes, two, yes, you put a P. If you put two, no, don't do anything, okay? Okay? Let's do another test. You have to really listen carefully because I cannot repeat it all the time, okay? 25, no. 25, no, makes a P. Okay, ready? 26, yes. 27, yes. In always P. All P's.
And the first one you did was two. Two yes was a P.
Two yes was a P as well, yes. 29, yes. 30, yes. 34, yes. 42, no. 43, no. 49, yes. 50, yes. 51, yes. 55, yes. 56, no. 65, yes. 67, yes. 69, yes. 75, yes. 78, yes. And now you count all the, you add all the P's. And you write somewhere, maybe at the end or at the beginning, you write 7 P's or 9 P's or whatever, okay? Ready for C, for choleric? Ah.
Okay, smart guy.
Thank you. C. Now C. We start with question one, yes. Three, yes. A C now, huh? Okay. Three, yes. Six, yes. Eight, no. Ten, no. 11, yes. 18, yes. 23, yes. 32, yes. 38, no. 45, yes. 47, yes. Watch out. 52, 53, 54, yes. 52, 53, 54, yes. Then 60, yes. 68, yes. 74, yes. 76, yes. And 80, no. Now you know what to do. Count all the C's. Okay. Now, going on S for sanguine. Let's see how much sanguine we are. Five, no. Seven, no. Nine, no. 12, no. 16, yes. 19, no. 20, yes. 22, yes. 35 and 36, yes. 39, yes. 40, no. 41, yes. 48, yes. 57, yes. 59, yes. 61, 62, 63, yes. 70, 71, 72, yes. 79, no. 79, no. Now, that's it for sanguine. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, now the M for melancholy. Ready? 4, yes. 13, yes. 14, yes. 15, yes. 17, yes. 19, yes. 21, yes. 24, yes. 25, yes. 28, yes. 31, yes. 33, yes. 34, no. 37, yes. 42, 43, 44, yes. 46, yes. 56, yes. 58, yes. 64, yes. 66, yes. 73, yes. 77, yes. Okay. Where? Number 56. What is it? 66. What is 66? Let me say. 66 is yes. It's a melancholy for yes. M for yes. If it's no, did you put no? Well, then. Okay, now. You have all the letters summed up, I assume. Now we go through the phlegmatic. I say the number, I say like, who has no peace? Zero peace. Okay. If you happen to have one P, you make like this, and I give you the percentage. You write down the percentage below or next to the number you have now. And you know how many percentage you have of that temperament. Okay? Okay. Zero P. We talk about P now. Only P, okay? One, two, 6%. 3, 9. 4, 14. 5, 18. 6, 23. 7, 28. 8, 9, 38. 10, 43. 11, 49. 12, 55. 13, 61. 14, 68. 15, 74. 16, 17, 88. 18, 94. 19, 98%. Strong man. Okay. Interesting. Now let's go to choleric. The number of C. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. All cholerics here, huh? 5, 6. 8%. 7, 11. 8, 14%. 8 cholerics. Okay. 9, 19. 10, 11, 29. 12, 11, 29. 12, 35. 13, 14. Are you Germans? They're choleric. 14, 48. 15, 56. 16, 65. 17, 74. 18, 83. 19, 91. 20, 97, my brother. This is the maximum. Isn't that interesting? Okay, let's go to the sanguine. saying 4 times sanguine means 9%. You have to wait for the 9. 5, 12, nobody. 6, 16%. 7, 19. 8, 23. 9, 27. 10, 11, 37, 12, 42, 13, 47, 14, 15, 16, 63, 17, 70, 18, 19, 20, 89, 21, 94, 22, 97, 23, 99. How much did you have?
89.
And him? 99. Wow! Wow! They're always above the clouds. Always above the clouds. Sometimes going down, but wow, nice. So, okay, let's go to the sanguines. Melancholics. Only a sanguine can say that. Okay, 12, 5, 17, 6, 22, 7, 28, 8, 9 makes 38, 10, 11, 49, 12, 54, exactly, 13, 59, 14, 64, 15, 16, 16 is 74, 17, okay, 17 is 78, 18, 82, 19, 86, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 99. How nice. How nice. I never had 100%. I mean 99%. This is the first time. Several had 99. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now.
Interpretation.
Can be different tomorrow, right? Okay. Now. Please, all the phlegmatics, those who have the most percentage in phlegmatics, please stand up. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 phlegmatics among us. Thank you. 6. How? Please, cease, may stand up. Clerics. This is standing up?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 12.
Look, this number.
Should I stand up here? Yeah, just where you're at the most, you see. Okay, what did you say?
12.
Then, please, sanguines. Not many, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6. Okay. Melancholies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you. Just wanted to know how many did you test. So, now, what does this mean? The sanguine think, how nice, I'm a sanguine. The melancholy thinks, oh man, I'm a melancholy. The phlegmatic think, I don't mind. It doesn't matter. Choleric says, good, I'm choleric. I will change the world. Jesse said, since he is in a management job, he developed much more choleric. Because in management, you need cholerics. Choleric qualities. You know. Depends on what kind of job you do. I told you yesterday about the different layers we have, right? You know, and if I am melancholy here, but working on management, I develop management skills on the outside. You know, so you can change. If you want, you can change. It depends on your interests. Now we will go through these four temperaments. This is the goal for tonight. And when your temperament comes, then you make sure, is it correct? Is this correct? Is it me or is it not me? Is the test not good enough or what is it, you know? If somebody of you after today really is puzzled and doesn't, you know, this is not me or so, then he can talk to me personally. And then we can figure out. Maybe come closer to the truth. Now, I'll do this. As a repetition, temperaments, we talk now about the qualities or the attitudes, the characteristics we have concerning our activity, our reactivity, our emotionality, and our social skills. They all are included in the temperament. Okay, let's see what we have when we talk about the sanguines. You know, sometimes you meet people, and you will, if you really want to learn this, if you integrate this in you, you will see people, and you can say, this is a sanguine. You know, this guy there is a sanguine, and right away, you can say that, you know. Also, the lady there, she has some melancholy in it. You can tell, you know. But sanguine melancholy, probably. Like something like that. So, when you go into this, you can understand people much more. And you know, knowledge is always power. And power you can use for the good and for the bad. So you know, knowledge, having knowledge means responsibility, okay? Because you can destroy people knowing their temperament. You can destroy. But we have Jesus as an example, and we want to do the best. Jesus knew how to handle Nicodemus. He knew he was melancholy. Yeah, yeah. And Jesus knew how to handle Sean. He knew he was a melancholy. I mean, you know, he knew. So you do not treat everybody the same way. If you know who I handle, who my guest is, whoever, then I know how to help the person the best. This is what we want, right? Okay. Now this is text we cannot hardly read. I read here. Sanguines, okay? Now if you have, you watch your percentage of sanguine. If you have 50, around 50, 30, 50, 60% sanguine, but it's not your main, this is still it, you know. You have some of this here, somewhere. Maybe it's the strength, maybe it's the weakness, usually both a little, huh? The sanguine temperament is fundamentally impulsive and pleasure-seeking. Sanguine people are sociable and charismatic. They tend to enjoy social gatherings, making new friends easily, and tend to be boisterous.
Loud.
Noisy. Because why? Why are they loud? They want to be heard. You know? Here I am. You know, Peter? You know? Here I am. Yeah. Yeah. They are usually quite creative and often daydreaming. They like castles, ideas. They're very into idealistic things.
Starting projects.
Very good in starting projects. Not finishing, but starting. They have a good beginning. Yeah, yeah. Very good in beginning. You need a sanguine always for the beginning, the start. Sanguine can also mean sensitive, compassionate, and romantic. Women, did you hear? Romantic. So sanguine personalities generally struggle with, they are chronically late. Are you?
Yes.
Are you late? Never late. You matured. They like to be late. They tend to be forgetful. Oh man, forgetful. All the other temperaments, listen. If you hurt a sanguine, tomorrow he doesn't remember that it was you. He doesn't. So you don't hurt them, okay? So they don't know. And they don't know what was said. No idea.
They might remember what was said, but not who said it.
They might, but then must be very strong language. Usually they forget. And so the sanguines, they forgive. If you cannot hold guilt on somebody,
you can't hold a grudge.
Hold the grudge, thank you. You cannot hold the grudge, then you forgive everybody.
might be sometimes that I just don't notice that the person is very rude or something, and I have experienced a person kind of he's really sorry that he said something.
And you didn't remember?
In class this week. And this commenting our report, and then I barely could remember it.
Yeah, you're sanguine. So, often when they pursue a new hobby, they lose interest as soon as it ceases to be engaging or fun. As soon as the fun level goes down, they lose interest. As long as it is fun, they're with it. So if you plan something missionary thing, if you want to have the sangha, no, it must be fun. Otherwise, you will be there the first time, you know. Second time, it's already more difficult. Okay? They are very much people person. They like people. Sanguines. The worst thing that can happen to sanguines is to be alone. This is something must go on. At least TV, you know, a book. Okay, that's already better. Very difficult. They are very talkative and not shy. So if you need somebody not shy, ask for a sanguine. That's why in church the sanguines stand at the door. On the pulpit as well. Pastors. If you have a pastor, if he's not a sanguine, he develops sanguine qualities. Because he cannot afford to be shy. You know, he has to. Right. So he develops, if he doesn't have it inside, he will develop the sanguine qualities. So their chops for this temperament. Then sanguines generally have an almost shameless nature. almost not quite. I have to be careful here. Certain that what they are doing is right. They think they're right. I am. Right. They have no lack of confidence. So, usually they feel very strong. Okay? Now, strength. Warm and live. And by the way, you will get this as a summary. Here, there is more on it than here. I chose the most important thing here. Okay, so you will get this paper later, so you can enjoy it now. Sanguines, okay, enjoy it now. Warm and lively charisma. Talkative, never at a loss of words. So if there's a critical situation, somebody says something, it's sanguine. Or sanguine quality, you know. You can be a melancholy, but you are a mixture. You know you are a mixture now, right? Everybody is unique. You might have qualities of different temperaments. So sometimes, in certain situations, you are a sanguine. You act like a sanguine. Like when you have a booth, you are a sanguine. As soon as you are in the work, you are maybe have a melancholy work. You are the melancholy. So you have different roles. You play different roles. No worries. Great storyteller. So when you hear a good story, it's from a sanguine. Issues. Okay. Makes friends easily. Optimistic. Okay, easy to apologize, makes good first impressions, easily engages in new plans, breeds enthusiasm. Now, weaknesses, cries easily. You know, did you see me this morning? Singing a song? I could have cried. I cried before. Every time my son has a sermon, I can cry. I cry easily. You know, it's very difficult. I can see a movie, for instance, really good movie, and I can cry. I can pray and cry. You know. Yeah. This is us. You know. Nice to meet you.
Just the same percentage.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, anyway. Easily distracted. You know, there are some dangers, and I might have to talk about that rather than the problem we sanguines have, and this is now serious. We have to learn to be more reliable and dependable. We have to develop a greater self-disciplined life. That's something sanguines don't like to hear, do they? To replace ego with genuine humility. People think he can speak good, she can speak good, have even a good sermon, you know. But genuine humility might be somewhere else. You see professions here: public speaker, actor, actress, salesman, saleswoman, preacher, receptionist, visiting and caring for sick in the health section, very, very, very nice. Loving parent, given to hospitality, very nice guests, hosts, I should say. Okay. Now let's go to the choleric. You see the choleric in here? You know this lady? Yeah. Very strong, organized, military, political, dominate, some aggression in it, leader, kind, extreme, strong, whatever. Disorganized sometimes. A lot of strength, of course. Optimistic, sets goals and reaches them. We need these people. Sets goals and reaches them. This is Jesus. Quick mind, good decisions. The problem this temperament has, he's very fast in decision, and he's right. We sanguines don't like that because we think we are right too. So sometimes the sanguine and the choleric, you know, you can imagine. But they tend to be over self-confident, and one main thing is they are bored to details. Bored by details. Now, the choleric quality is not that he or she can concentrate on small things, like drawing a picture. Needy things. It's not possible. Therefore, we need some other qualities from other temperaments who can do that. But not the choleric. But the choleric, this is something you may write down. This is not on the paper. He lives in the future. The choleric lives in the future. He thinks ahead. He's more thinking about tomorrow than today. What about the sanguine? Which time does the sanguine live? Presence. How do you know? He enjoys the moment. He enjoys the moment, huh?
Because the sanguine is chronically late.
Which could mean he lives in the past. No, he's which could mean he enjoys the present so much here, he doesn't want to be there. You know? So he enjoys the presence, really. Okay. And the problem now, I have to mention some problems. The anger problem is a really big problem for an unmature choleric temperament. And especially having children, ladies, you have to watch out. If you choose to marry choleric, be sure he's mature to a certain degree, because if you have children, cholerics can destroy the emotions of children. You know, father comes home from work late, usually. Child wants to go to bed. The child, the boy, loves his daddy to come home. He comes to the door. Daddy, daddy. Daddy says, nice, Peter. And he hugs him. Very nice. Then he goes to the kitchen, gets something to eat, while the mother tries to put Peter to bed. Now, Peter, after a while, there's a problem. And 2 minutes later, Peter cries. Which can happen, right? Normal. Can cry. And colleagues cannot stand tears. They get... You know? You see? They get angry. And 2 minutes later, this dear father can beat up his child. Can you imagine? Child doesn't understand the world. First time he doesn't understand. How is this possible? He just hugged me. If you can think. He just hugged me. And now he's beating me. The child doesn't have the brain to understand it. So the child is very, very
confused.
Very much confused. And he, over time, the child will change his feelings. And it can come so far that the child will destroy its own feelings. It will put them aside, and because it cannot stand the risk of being hurt. This is a big problem. So choleric, this is the temper here has to become under control. Very important. Now, greatest needs we have here. To become sensitive to the needs of others, because the choleric is strong in itself and it's not so easy to go down to the other people's level. Like Jesus did for us, go down to our level. Cleric has to go down to the level of the need of the people. Confess angry and cruel spirit. In order to change something, you have to confess. You have to see that you have a problem. If you don't see that you have a problem, you cannot be changed. God cannot change you. You can go to church. You can listen to a nice sermon. Nice. If you hide yourself from the truth you cannot be, God cannot help you. So we have to open. Who am I really? And then we can be changed. To develop inner strength and beauty by quiet hours, reading the Bible and praying. This will help the choleric. It will help everybody. But the choleric really needs it.
So
really needs it. This is a recipe. Let's go to the melancholy. Listen, we wouldn't be here if there weren't any melancholies, because we wouldn't have light. Who invented the light? Melancholy. Who invented the BMW? Who invented the Volvo? Who invented the Volvo? You must know. Yeah. But who? Nobody.
Mr. Volvo.
Again. Tried. So everything artistic, like the musicians. Nobody is a musician, a good musician, without being a melancholy. Nobody's a painter. Nobody's a poet. David, you can imagine who David. What was he? Melancholy. You know, doing detail work. We need the melancholies for detail work. Who does the taxes at home? That's a question. Who does the taxes? You do. Okay. How many melancholy?
86.
I say 86. Eh? So she's born to do the taxes, you know, at home. You might not like it, you know, because the same one may sometimes interfere, but. You're choleric?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have everything.
91, 89.
Very nice, huh? Wow, strong layup. Okay.
Well, that's the medical.
Huh?
Ah,
okay, very good. Now, where does the melancholy live? In the past. Which means, how do you know? Which means, if you tell something to the melancholy, he won't forget. He will remember. He might remember his whole life or her whole life. So if you have to do with melancholy people, just be careful. Don't unnecessarily hurt them, okay? Do not. With sanguine you can do that. But not with melancholies? Not. Yeah, the sanguine does that. Now the melancholy has to learn a lot of things. Now, by the way, I have to say this. The melancholy, because of his quality or her quality to go to the detail, he or she can be genius. Rembrandt. What do we have in Sweden? No artists?
Huh?
Just Volvo. Saab is not anymore, right? Okay. Okay. So this melancholy work is, there are countries that are melancholy countries. Switzerland. Maybe Poland. I don't know the Polish people that much, but I know Switzerland is melancholy. You know, how can you know? The way the schools are melancholy. We have Swiss chocolate.
Uh-huh. But you're sanguine.
Yeah. I'm melancholy too. I do music sometimes.
But not
I have both.
But not perfect.
Also choleric. Phlegmatic developed as well, you know. Okay. Where was I? Swiss chocolate. How can you forget this? Only a sanguine can forget it. Swiss chocolate. Watches, you know, the quality, you know, melancholies produce quality. So we need melancholy temperament. We need badly, because we want to do quality work. As missionaries, we want to do quality. So we need melancholy temperament developed in us. Okay? Quality. We need quality. So they are responsible for quality in church. Yeah. Swiss clocks and cuckoo clocks. And. Yeah, okay. But this temperament here is a critical temperament because she knows the details. She knows he made a mistake. Long tone. You know? And then she, by knowing other people make mistakes, they tend to put them down. You know? If you know the mistakes of other people, are easy. It's easy to make them, put them down. And then it's dangerous what they talk. You know? Because thinking, it starts with thinking, and then you can talk bad about other things. This is, although the melancholy does not like to talk, why does he like to talk? Yeah, he likes to think. But there's a reason for that. And this is now a little complicated. Do you know the four ears? Anybody knows the four ears? The four ears we have, you know, the relationship ear and the appeal ear and the
information
ear and she developed a lot of melancholy qualities around me. Okay. Now, let's go to the needs. Very intelligent people, physician, nurse, musicians, decorator, designer, authors, poet. But the needs now. This is important for us. To overcome critical spirit. This is not easy. If you know all the weakness. Like Jesus knows all our weakness and he's not critical. Isn't that great? He manages it. He loves us. Even though he could really talk about a lot of things we, you know, our weaknesses. So critical spirit is a real problem. Then, melancholics tend to think about themselves. They're always within themselves. They cannot get out. You know, like practicing worship, practicing worship, like talking about him is a good exercise for a melancholy. Talking about him, not always me, not everything in relationship to me, but away from me, forget about myself. Very difficult for melancholies to forget their own, come out of themselves. Very difficult. Very difficult. Then become occupied in loving service. Loving means the interest of other people and service, doing any service. And develop a thanksgiving spirit. If the thanksgiving spirit is developed, they won't get depressive. You know, if you find a depressive person, this is it. There you go. This characteristic here, see here, can destroy himself. He can destroy himself. The other temperaments don't. But this temperament can destroy themselves with bad thinking about themselves. They can do that. You can destroy yourself. This is a...
If a melancholy hears people talking, he has his name in a conversation, what his reaction is?
Mm-hmm. Melancholies are usually quiet. When you are quiet, you listen. And then you hear. And as soon as somebody says your name, And with a critical spirit, you hear bad things, even though it might not be bad. And you know from the four ears, of those who know the communication about the four ears, you know every sentence, said can be understood in four different ways. Four different ways good, and four different ways bad. So, eight different ways. So, it depends on how the listener acts to what the listener hears. So you have eight different possibilities to understand something. Now you can imagine in a church, somebody says something, eight people hear different things. Different things, depends on how they listen. With which ear they listen, and if they want to listen good, or if they want to listen bad. It's very complicated, you know. So, and this personality has to really work it out. And we have in the Bible, we have people that worked it out. It is possible. If you have a mature melancholy, God loves every temperament. But, you know, Moses, you know, he showed Moses his back. Very true friend. If you marry a melancholy, the chance to get a divorce is low. And melancholy is a true friend, and he goes through every storm with you. If you have a sanguine husband, sanguines like to go from flower to flower. Usually married with a melancholy wife, hopefully, that has the qualities to tie him down. Yeah. Just watch it. Phlegmatic. Now the phlegmatic. We need the phlegmatic to tie all the four temperaments together. Because the phlegmatic says, I don't mind. To the choleric, to all the temperaments, I don't mind. And all of the other temperaments like to hear that. That's why the phlegmatic is a good treat. Binding glue. Binding. It is very, very important for us. Now, who in the Bible was phlegmatic? Abraham. We will talk about that tomorrow, I guess, or after tomorrow. You see, they like to sit down. If you have a phlegmatic father, you won't go to ski. Too much effort. Get all the things together for the children and too much. Lay down in the warm house. Why did we pay rent? You know, we pay rent for using the house, even on Sunday. You know, so lazy. Lazy. They have even always good reasons for their laziness. You don't recognize the laziness. Maybe they get. You can see the laziness, but they don't. They can't cover it, usually. Stingy, they can be stingy. They're selfish. Every temperament can be selfish, okay? They're good listeners. Yeah, talk. Okay, go on. Gives only advice if he is asked to give. But works well under pressure. Unmotivated, slow, and lazy. So he needs a certain pressure. If you have people in the church, give him jobs. Give them jobs. Then they, you know.
And then pressure them to do them.
Yeah, and control. Choleric. They need cholerics. Control them. Now, you find phlegmatics in accountant jobs, administrator, secretary, technicians, crafts, social workers, teachers. Why?
very patient.
Patience. In education, you need either a choleric, go on, in sports, go on, soccer games, soccer player, soccer coaches, or you need quiet teacher that can explain it 100 times. You know? I met a phlegmatic. I would say pretty strong phlegmatic. I was surprised how strong. He said, My emotional curve is like this. So you say, Sarah, you say, if you meet a young man who is boring, then he might be a phlegmatic. You know? Now this guy told me, my students, they know my temperament, and they try to give me a curve. And they can't make it. They try it with, you know, putting things on the chair and stuff to make him really mad, for once mad. But they cannot make it. They cannot.
This is first experience.
But just imagine, as adventurous this might look, marrying a phlegmatic, I don't mind, you know. Where shall we marry? I don't mind, you know. So, you know. And he told me, he said, you know, sometimes, his mother is melancholy, sometimes I want to have the feelings of my mother, even if it's go down, you know. I want to have feelings, you know. You change. Yeah.
Depending on the environment.
Exactly. Exactly. Depending on the environment and depending on the work you do.
I think even the situation too.
And the situation as well. You know. Right.
And the people you're around.
And the people that influence you. You know. Like, if you go to France, you will develop your sanguine qualities. If you go to Italy, you will develop your sanguine qualities. If you go to a Latin country, you will develop your sanguine qualities. You cannot help. You do. You will. If you go to Switzerland, you will develop your melancholy qualities, because you have to be punctual. The train leaves exactly on the minute, and the pilot tells you take off in 30 seconds, and he will take off in 30 seconds, and you better be in the plane by then, you know. You have to be. It will teach you. So going to Germany, you are in a different culture. You are in the choleric culture. We are strong. Who likes to watch soccer sometimes? World championships, huh? If you see the Germans, they might not be the better team, but they win. Why? They're cholerics. They go. They want to win. They want to win. If we want to win, we will win. We will. This is the strong choleric side. Read Paul. You know? Read Paul. You get strong by reading Paul, because he's a choleric. You get smart. Very smart. Also, Paul is very smart. You know, he always was right. He's always right. But John, Revelation, and John, the chapter of John, he's a melancholy. When he starts in the first verse, there is he. There's the melancholy right away. He does not start on the surface. He lives in the depth of truth, in the depth of love. And when he says a sentence, he turned the sentence around 10 times, 20 times. And when he comes, it is a very, very deep sentence. Mm-hmm. So when you study Chan, this is deep, very deep. Luke, what was Luke? A doctor. A doctor is always what?
Melancholy.
Yes, he has to have melancholy qualities. Now what does Luke do? He goes to Mary, and he's the only one who asks Mary. He takes it serious. He goes to detail, and asks her, how was it with Elizabeth at that time, you know? And he asks, how did this happen with the birth and stuff, you know? So he goes and interviews a lot of people, and he writes things down. Okay, he was 90. Here we still remember. When he was old, he puts things down that nobody else wrote. Very, very fascinating. Okay, now the greatest need, and this is something I have to mention. For the phlegmatic, overcome passivity. You want to do that? Do it. Me. I cannot. I have to lay down. No? I have to rest. He has to learn to give of self to others. Every temperament has problems with him. Now this is what I wanted to tell you. Stop acting like a Christian and be one. You know? If you have phlegmatics in the church, you think they are very nice Christians. Why? They always make peace. They're responsible for the peace. They do not fight. They do not like fighting at all. So they, when they are active, they work for peace. And everybody who works for peace, you think, has connections. But they work for peace out of other reasons. Out of other reasons, you can work for peace. So it's a very big challenge for a phlegmatic to come to a genuine Christian life.
Genuine.
Okay, now, this is what we will start tomorrow with Peter.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.